We're now joined by the head coach of the Gilman City Boys in Adam Clark. Gilman City Tournament is this week. We're recording this just past the 9 o'clock hour on Tuesday. So as far as the Tuesday games at the Gilman City Tournament, officially we're kind of in the same boat on all these games tonight. Nothing's off as of early morning, but as Coach just told me, and I know where you're coming from, Coach, you don't want to get a bunch of kids in the gym and play a bunch of ball, and then you get out into your vehicles or your buses and you realize, oh, there's rain freezing on contact, and that's where everything is at this point, right?
Yeah, that's where we're sitting at right now. You know, we're going to make a few phone calls, have a few discussions with some administration, and make a somewhat intelligent decision to keep people out of harm's way, and that's the last thing we want to do.
Yeah, there's a lot of different options. You can move everything to Monday as far as championship games and maybe eliminate some of the games, but that's why other people make the decisions, and I just kind of follow along with what happens with that. So this could easily turn into just a weather discussion, Coach, but I don't want to turn to weather discussion because, you know what, it's cold and it's icy outside. North Harrison, you played them, let's see here, last Thursday, 73-42, and we talked about North Harrison being a really fine team. How'd you feel like your boys competed against the Shamrocks?
Well, early on in the game, I felt like we did some good things. You know, we competed. You know, we had a good first quarter. We put a few points on the board. You know, they started hitting some outside shots on us, and that made it difficult, you know, because you're trying to figure out how to keep them away from the bucket and pick up a few shooters and keep a hand in their face, and it gets a little interesting at times. But, you know, I was pretty proud of the way we hung around. Even at halftime, you know, where we were down, wasn't quite 20 points. You felt like maybe if you just corrected a few things, you could try and claw your way back in it. But the third quarter wasn't very kind to us. We just weren't able to get on a roll scoring-wise. And, you know, North Harrison was able to keep their scoring up, and you know, and they look pretty sharp going into the third and fourth quarter. So, you know, it was one of those games, by the time the fourth quarter rolled around, you're realizing, you know, it's a good opportunity to get some guys on the floor.
We've had the discussions in the past that if you're rebuilding, there's kind of two levels of rebuilding. There's, you know, there's just teams that they're not good enough to compete with a lot of teams that they play, and then there's other teams where I think this is kind of where more where you guys are at, where you see glimpses from time to time. And the goal is you want to see those glimpses for as close as four quarters as possible, but you're not quite to four quarters yet. Is that more so what you're seeing from your guys right now, that you'll see maybe a quarter, maybe it's a quarter and a half of, if you can make it four quarters, you're going to have something, but you just haven't found that consistency yet? Is that what you're seeing?
That's pretty much it right now for us. You know, we're showing glimpses, and you know, we can play for short stretches of some decent basketball, and then maybe some of our old bad habits, or we get in some foul trouble, or we just don't hit very many shots in a row, and it kind of gets us down, and we kind of hit that wall where we're dealing with some adversity, and we're still trying to figure out how to battle back from it. So, yeah, you're right. We can put together maybe a quarter or two, and then it seems like, you know, whether fatigue or just some bad habits get in the way.
So last week we talked about the challenge of you play North Harrison Thursday. You were scheduled to play them last night. Obviously, you didn't, but at some point, we're going to assume that you're going to play North Harrison this week. What needs to change, or when you get the guys together, whether it's, you know, this week or in the locker room before you play the Shamrocks again, what do you need to do better the second time around?
Well, the second time around, I think we've got some matchups we want to focus on. You know, we did a pretty good job of slowing down their post play a little bit, but it just came down to their perimeter shooting really allowed them to pull away from us. And so I think we're going to have to, you know, establish, you know, some guard play out there, you know, especially defensively, to keep their shooters busy, maybe get them to pass the ball a little bit more, not so much dribble penetration. So I think that'll really help us out some. And then if we can get our transition offense rolling a little bit, I think that'll help us a little bit. You know, sometimes we get caught up in this, let's get the play going, rather than just, you know, creating a play through some transition offense.
So the tournament is this week, and it's very much up in the air, and I was looking through different options of what could be done if things get postponed a couple of days, and it went through my mind that, hey, maybe everything could get moved back to the championship games to Monday, and I'm looking at Monday next week, Coach, and that's when the Newtown-Harris game has been moved to, so the complications of an athletic director, right?
yeah, you know, might say I'm earning my paycheck this week. You know, it's getting towards the end of the season. We basically got about a month left, and we get into districts. And we're not the only school in this boat. I know there's a lot of teams that have games they need to make up. And so there'll be a lot of phone calls being made over the next couple of days and a lot of head scratching. And we'll try and come up with some results to get some basketball played.
Well, I know you check the weather forecast as much as I do at this point because I want to see games played. I know there are going to be a lot of them here between now and districts. But the forecast does look better for the rest of the week, at least. And hopefully we get some melting and not a whole lot of refreezing overnight.
Oh, that'd be great. If you can put that order in, we'd love to hear it.
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't have those powers yet. I'm still working on them. As far as, I'm looking at next week's schedule here, obviously, Coach. Newtown-Harris on Monday, you know, that's a game that, you know, both teams are going to look at that the same way. They're going to look at that as a chance to get a W, both the Tigers and the Hawks.
Yeah, I think both of us are definitely looking at that game and going, you know, we need to really focus on that, bring our A game and try and come out with a victory. You know, they're a unique team. I've seen some game film on them, and they've got a nice size post player that could be difficult to defend, and they've got some quick guards. And so when you've got that makeup, you can give some teams some headaches.
And a week from tonight, and this is the game that really kind of intrigues me on the schedule. You got Grundy coming over to Gilman. Now, Grundy's sitting there. They're a handful of games under 500, but I was talking with Coach Wells about this yesterday. They've maybe played as tough of a schedule as anybody you can find Class 1 in this area, so that record isn't necessarily indicative of how good the Panthers can be. I think you can be very competitive in that game and potentially win at your place, but to me it's a very, very intriguing matchup because that's the type of team that you don't know what you're going to get from them, but if you come out and play your brand of ball, I think, as I just said, I think you got a shot next Tuesday night.
Well, you definitely like your chances at home. You know, that's going to be a fun matchup. You know, we've had some good battles with the Grundy boys over the last year or two, and Coach Wells does a really good job. He motivates his boys well, and they play well. And so it'll be a fun rivalry matchup. And, you know, like we said, at this time of the year, you want to start getting into your groove and playing your best ball. And so we sure hope that it's one of those nights where both teams are playing their best ball, and you know, it comes right down to the wire and maybe a possession or two will make the team a victor.
So before I let you go, Coach, and I know this is, you know, this is a question that maybe you don't have the answer to at this point, but if you had to lean one way or the other with what might happen with the rest of the tournament this week, and I know it's Tuesday morning and you got all day to kind of think about it, make decisions, what's kind of your gut feeling at this point? Is there any way you're leaning?
Well, we definitely know that tonight's games are in jeopardy of being played. I don't see how we can ask teams to do that, and so you know, it's going to come down to getting a feel for the other teams on what what they think they can make if we move a championship round to say next Monday or something. If teams don't have too many games rescheduled for that, you know, maybe we can make that happen. And so it's really going to just come down to some communication between schools and see what we think we can pull off here in the next 3 or 4 days.
I'm kind of in the same mindset as you. I'm looking at this bracket and looking at your schedule and looking at options, and I have some ideas, but I'll leave those decisions up to you, Coach. I'll leave the headache with you for today.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm very appreciative. It's head coach Adam Clark of the Gilman City Hawks. They're hopeful of having that tournament this week. It's the 50th annual over at Gilman City. And any information that they have to pass along, I know they'll email it to me. We'll get it on the air. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck with the tournament this week.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate hearing from you again.